Now let us move to our second chapter, A Critical Introduction to Lord of the Flies. You are hearing Nishant Singh. The story: during the atomic war, an aircraft carrying a number of small boys crash lands on a coral island in the Pacific. The crew have been killed and the boys are left on their own devices. There is fruit to eat, there is a clear pool for swimming, and in the forest there are piglets to be hunted for their meat. Ralph is selected as a leader. He is an honest, tenacious, not highly intelligent boy, but conscious that the first task confronting them are to build shelters and to keep a fire burning day and night. A routine of duties is arranged. There will be 4 stokers, shelter builders, and hunting parties to catch the pigs. But this routine becomes irksome. The smaller children lose interest in their tasks. The bigger boy want to spend their time hunting rather than carrying out less glamorous duties. A rumor spreads that a fearsome beast lurks in the forest, and this idea gains ground when one night they come upon the dead body of the parasuchid. In the course of trying to uncover this mystery, Simon loses his life. A new chief, Jack, is chosen because he promises to fulfill the children's desire for the reversion to primitivism, and the former chief gradually finds himself an outcast and then a scapegoat. Ralph just manages to escape the bloodlust of the boys turned savages when a rescue ship, under the ironical circumstances, called at the island. The plot. Although a number of modern novelists, especially those writing in the vein of the stream of consciousness school, have ignored plot, story, and characterization, Yale Golding is a different case. Much of the charm of this novel, and particularly of The Lord of Flies, in its story and plot and character. The novelist has got ignored them. The novel begins with a world setting and references to the aeroplane crash. We never come to know when the plane crashed itself because of some mechanical or human error, or it was shot down. Gradually the shutting became clearer. The plane was, we are told, crashed in a storm. Some sort of atomic war is going in the world outside, in the course of which the boys were being evacuated, but we do not know as to which place they were being carried. The circumstances on the island too are kept vague. We are not given an approximate indication of how many boys there are, and even the fruit which sustains them is seldom mentioned by name. Except coconuts and bananas, there are other olivagery, jelly-like fruit, and acres of fruit trees. The events and characters are decently and successfully related. The story depends for its verisimilitude on the attitudes and behavior of the boys themselves. There is a plenty of suspense and interest. Reader curiously is held intact till the last. The story is narrated in an interesting manner. The narration is never boring, although sometimes one feels that the descriptions of the nature are overdone, but they help in bringing out them and enriching the symbolic background. The writer makes use of irony like a master. Gradually the atmosphere is changed. First there is a general satisfaction among the boys, and something is being done. There is a desire to conform to their previous existence, though a strict code of rules, while Ralph retains his leadership because he serves as a constant reminder of the comforting link with the adult world. Soon the tables are turned, as if in a democratic state. The leaders, being found unsatisfactory, is challenged. The little boys succumb to their environment and their own nature. Jack, who was against flowing blood, soon begins to behave like an animal on the hunt. The turbos of the old life become less effective. Rescue itself becomes a hopeless, almost forgotten vision. Strange, sadistic emotions are experienced with the killing of the first pig. An episode subsequently reenacted with tribal savagery exposes and hollowances of the myth of progress. Man, by becoming civilized, does not necessarily progress. Man progress may be in the reverse direction too, and that is what is happening in the modern age of direction of nuclear weapons and Star War program. Thus, the plot lambasts satirically at the hollowness of modern civilization. Even Ralph, who alone of the survivors has managed to preserve some of the polish of civilization, proves to be a battered collection of small savages. The novelist had made use of the rumor and superstition by making the catways fearful. Superstition and rumor act in the primitive societies as an agent of fear. The novelist has realistically made his characters behave like the forest creature. They feel the need to appease the unknown with ritual and sacrifices. They murder, torture, and paint themselves until eventually their original personalities are transformed beyond recognition. The novel is a romance in the classical tradition. It is an allegory of regression, but regarded purely as a story, it is excellently constructed and worked out with the various children, just sufficiently individualized and with the tension built up steadily to the shattering climax of the choosing chapters, in which Ralph finds himself outlawed and hunted as a tribal scapegoat and potential sacrificial victim. The plot is also successful in capturing the idyllic atmosphere of the works like Coral Island. The title of the novel. The title of the novel may be traced back to the Jewish hierarchy of demons, where Beelzebub is called Lord of Flies. He is supposed to be chief representative of the false gods. The title is most appropriate because Golding tries to convey the moral that the world is not a reasonable place and that all power corrupts and that one has to live with the darkness of man's heart. The novel ends with the shopping scene of the boys gathered before the English novel official. Once the restraints of the civilization are removed, the Lord of Flies or evil begins to rule over us. The grown-ups are engaged in a deadly warfare and the children on the island move into an open conflict. The majority of them turn into savages and worship the Lord of Flies, that is Saturn, the god of evil. Thus, the title is not only appropriate but also suggestive and functional. It brings out home and darkness of human hurt adequately. The motif of the novel, Lord of the Flies, is extremely rich in meaning. It has been given a number of interpretations thematically in the literary circles. The novel is a story of man, development of human society in reverse order. The boys has reached an island from a civilized society, but gradually they fall back to savagery and primitive way of life. We find them becoming victim of animal passions like anger, revenge, pride, and fear. It shows that civilized man can easily descend into barbarism. The very Jack who has resented killing in the beginning because of the unbearable blood exchange ends up by advocating hunting and murdering his own fellow beings. The behavior of the boys on the island has been interpreted variously. See, some it has as parable of the man stripped of sanctions, customs and civilization. Others see it as a tact of democracy and anarchy. There is still other who relate it to the story of the fall of man and the Garden of Eden. Characters. Even in the field of characterization, William Golding follows the middle path. He neither concentrates only on one character nor ignores characterization altogether. He picks up a limited number of characters, say 5 boys. He does not overcrowd his canvas with numerous minor figures. For example, the little ones are never clearly delineated, and in only one small segment of the story is any attempt made to individualize them for the purpose of illustrating certain facets of life on the island. The principal characters portrayed by the novelist in The Lord of Flies are the 5 boys, Ralph, Jack, Roger, Simon, and Piggy. Ralph is a central character of the novel. It is largely through Ralph's eyes that many of the events are seen. He becomes that leader of the boys, but because he is too sensible and always devising methods for their rescue and does not easily give up to animal spirits, he loses his leadership to Jack. Jack is Ralph's jealous rival. He organizes hunting parties and ritual dances. He pays little attention to the provisions of shelters and fires. He is added and abetted by his chief henchman Roger. Roger is a silent, taciturn boy. He is sadistic by nature. He realizes that adult restraints no longer apply in the new environment. Simon is a lover of solitude. He is subject to fainting-ish fits. He is in many ways the most mature and sensible of the cutaways, but finds difficulty in conveying his ideas or in making friendships. Piggy is like a pig. He is lower class, fat, asthmatic, short-sighted to the point of blindness. He is a figure of fun who turns to be a pathetic figure. Language and style. The language of the novel is simple, chaste and graceful. The style is poetic. The novel uses number of poetic devices, smiles, metaphors, colors, epithets. Illustrations are used quite frequently but functionally. The novelist also uses symbols, an element of irony of both a specific and general nature pervades the work. The whole situation is ironical in that environment of the island, which offers food for taking and moderate climate with plenty of swimming and beaches, should breed antagonism and savagery. The circumstances announcing Simon's death are bitterly ironical, as are the consequences of that episode. Savages ignore Ralph's pleas for rescue fires, but then set the whole island alight in an effort to hunt him down. The reluctant smoke pall leading to the cruiser arrival.